Information Minister and government spokesperson Michael Makwe says the objective of the long-awaited visit by Pope Francis and other religious leaders is to preach peace and ask South Sudanese to forgive one another.
We are optimistic that this will be a good visit. It's bringing us peace. This is a mission for peace and harmony. This is a mission for reconciliation and healing. This mission for forgiveness. So we are hopeful that South Sudan will be in peace and harmony, and that we will benefit and will be blessed by the three who are our religious leaders.
During last Friday's Council of Ministers meeting chaired by President Salva Kiir, the cabinet approved all the necessary arrangements for the coming and reception of Pope Francis to South Sudan. This Friday was also declared a public holiday. Makwe says Pope Francis and the Archbishop of Canterbury and the Moderator General of the Church of Scotland will meet with President Salva Kiir, civil society leaders, and internally displaced persons after arriving on Friday.
He is coming to bless us so that God at least changes our behavior because sometimes we abnormally behave. So he is coming here to come and pray for us so that peace prevails in South Sudan.
Some senior political figures from the opposition say they expect the visit to encourage party leaders to show more political will to implement the revitalized peace agreement. Julius Tablet, a senior member of the South Sudan Opposition Alliance, OSOA, who serves as a National Deputy Minister for Public Service, says he believes the coming of the Pope will spiritually change many hearts of South Sudanese and help restore peace in the country.
We strongly believe that it will add also a new impetus to the Rome process. We've already seen some positive steps being taken by the government. Minister in the office of the president, the minister and the presidency announced not so long ago that government has committed itself to resume the Rome process. And that is already a gesture coming out from the government as a result of the Pope's visit.
Oyen Nathaniel Pierino, the first deputy speaker of the South Sudan National Legislative Assembly, who is also a top member of the SPLM in opposition, says the papal visit should be a turning point in the context of the political elite's efforts to restore peace and stability in the country.
This is a symbol of the Pope appeal for the leaders to work together to reconcile, to forgive one another, and also seek for forgiveness from the people of South Sudan in order to, you know, provide unity and also move the country forward. So Pope's visit is very, very important, and it should be taken as a turning point in all what we are doing.
Nathaniel says the Pope's visit should boost the political will among the parties to implement the roadmap of the peace deal and end the transitional period with free and credible elections. Pope Francis arrives on Friday and stays for 2 days before returning to the Vatican. For VOA News, I'm Wake Simon Wudu in Juba.